driving red meat exports to Central America. Central America continues to be a growing market for U.S. pork and beef exports. That's due in large to the Dominican Republic Central America Free Trade Agreement, or CAFTA-DR. Richard Zuniga is the founding partner of Dynamica Americas, a company that provides risk analysis, mitigation, and strategic planning for businesses and countries throughout the Western Hemisphere. He said CAFTA-DR is one reason for being bullish on the economic outlook for Central America.
The most important story is that it's going to remain a strong market. CAFTA-DR, which is the engine for trade with the region that's leveled the playing field for U.S. meat exporters, is going to survive in a very difficult environment for free trade agreements. It's going to be fine. But there are some things to watch that are, you know, potentially could depress demand. One is the disruptions caused by the war in Iran. Another is just the general disruptions to CAFTA-DR, the trade issues, and then the possibility of increased deportations from the U.S. because the Central America really depends on remittances from the workforce in the United States. And then the last piece is that it's very dependent on the U.S. economy. So if things go well in the United States, Central America tends to do well. If there's a problem in the U.S. economy, then Central America tends to suffer some.
He was the featured speaker at the U.S. Meat Export Federation's recent spring conference in Oklahoma City. Zuniga noted that CAFTA-DR survived challenges in the past year.
USMEF and the producers have a voice in what happens in these agreements. And for example, in the case of CAFTA-DR, which was so important for the success of meat exports to Central America, it was almost dismantled over a 301 investigation involving Nicaragua. And it was a textile industry, but it was industry voices that prevented that from happening and that kept supply chains together and CAFTA together. So CAFTA is now the floor. It's no longer likely to go away, which was very different from the beginning of the year and very different from what's happened in other FTAs, and that's because industry got involved.
He said that despite the challenges, CAFTA-DR could continue to drive American red meat exports to Central America for the foreseeable future. I'm Nancy Whalen with the Agribusiness News on the Agriplex Report on KDHN 1470 AM and 102.7 FM. Or listen live on KDHNradio.com.